ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడీమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Salam dear listeners, and welcome once again to Outside Inside Deep Inside. So continuing learning with love with Bhagwan. If you have been following this series right from June 2018, we started off narrating how the Vrindavan Ashram came into being, how Swami chose that particular sacred spot on earth and himself christened it Vrindavan. And then Bhagwan started building one by one, not only every stone and brick and every tree and every shrub, every sand particle of Vrindavan. He also started picking every being who will sport with him in this Vrindavan that he recreated. And in the previous so many sessions that we have had in this series, we have heard how through love Bhagwan shaped hundreds of souls, bringing out from them the most glorious aspects of their personality. Every story that you touch opens up in you a new vista, a new dimension of His glory. So we started off 1968-1969, how the college came into being, the inauguration of the college, and after that I shared with you how the college prayer started, how the boys got into self-reliance activity, how the boys got into the habit of early morning darshan, how they started doing Nagar Sankirtan, how Bhagwan got them involved with so many activities. And when you hear each one of them, when they reflect on what Vrindavan has done to them, you find that that whole process of learning with love in Vrindavan continues even for those who experience that, because these are eternal moments. These are moments which continue to inspire you, continue to teach you, continue to propel you to walk on the path that Bhagwan so beautifully, so painstakingly laid down for us. And today we are in March, in the last week of March 2018, and Bhagwan is very graciously sent to the studios one of those who had the chance to join Vrindavan in those formative years of the campus, who later on was shaped by Bhagwan to mentor and guide hundreds of students whom he picked to be his messengers, to be his property. Someone who is always looked up with a lot of respect and love. Someone who has always walked that extra mile to see that every student who steps into Bhagwan's institution becomes a good student, becomes a student that Bhagwan becomes proud of. I'm really grateful to Bhagwan that we have in the studios today Dr. Shivashankar Sai, the director of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. Earlier, he was the warden of the Prashanthi Nilayam hostel, the Sri Satya Sai hostel for senior students, for 16 years. And he is someone that Swami brought into his fold in 1976. He studied 5 years at his lotus feet in Vrindavan, doing his what was called then the PUC, the high school, and then he went on to do his graduation. And later on, he came to the Prashantinam campus, pursued his post-graduation and also his doctorate. Bhagwan blessed him with the all-rounder gold medal in 1980, even before the Sri Sathya Institute of Higher Learning was unveiled by Bhagwan. Swami conferred on him this gold medal. He's someone who has not only basked in the divine physical proximity for more than 40 years, but also has played a very, very significant role in watching from close quarters how this shaping process happens in so many young minds and hearts that Bhagwan chooses to come to him. So with a lot of happiness, joy and immense gratitude to Bhagwan, we start this session for gifting us Dr. Sivashankar Sai. A warm welcome to you, sir.
Thank you, Bishu. It is my privilege to be part of, to recapitulate the experiences which Baba has given to all of us. So it's my privilege to be here.
I know, sir, there is so much that you can share, right, from your journey of how you became a Vrindavan student to how Vrindavan continued to shape you, to how later on you have seen so many students who once are touched by Bhagwan, how eternally that connect only grows and it becomes a beautiful offering to the world. So let's start from there, sir. Let's start from how Swami picked you to be a Vrindavan student.
Sai Ram, everyone. I invoke Swami's blessings and inspiration to recapitulate the beautiful experiences which Swami has given to me as a Vrindavan student. You know, I'm so very grateful to Bhagwan that he gave me an opportunity to stay 5 years, 5 full years, 2 years of pre-university course and 3 years of my undergraduate course at Vrindavan. And to tell you honestly, that has really changed my life.
Wow.
And I could not have been what I am now, right now, yes, but for my stay at Vrindavan and how Swami has beautifully shaped each and every one of us. It's not only my story, as you have mentioned, that, you know, Radio Sai relays the stories of so many, many devotees, so many, many students whom Swami touched. Now, you have asked me how I have joined Vrindavan.
Yes.
Again, I'm so very grateful, because if I recall that one, you know, my hair raises, because it couldn't have been otherwise, you know, the exclusively Swami's grace which made me join Vrindavan College. It was the year 1976, as you mentioned. I finished my 10th class at Guntur in Andhra Pradesh. And that particular year, the results were very much delayed, unduly delayed. And then, though I was a Balvika student, I didn't have much knowledge about the Vrindavan College. Mm-hmm. Though my father had, he just once asked me whether he would like to join Vrindavan. I was not very, very keen initially.
Okay.
And then he stopped. He was not sure I will get enough, you know, good percentage to join in Swami's college. Then the results were delayed. After the results were announced, and then my marks card came, and then he saw that I got 75%. I thought I will have a fair chance to join Swami's college. That time he asked me, would you like to go and then join Swami's college? We will try. Then, as a Balavika student, first thing he said, no, we should at least respect our parents. I said, even though I was not very keen, because I did not know much about Swami's college then, I said, fine, Then my father made inquiries and found that all the admission process was completely over, and then even the interview process was going on, and then it was about to get over in a day or two. Then he said, pray to Swami. Keep praying to Swami.
So your father was someone who was very keen that you should join, sir?
Yes, my father was a devotee before I was born. Blessed.
You were born.
So that's why Shivashankar Sai.
Shivashankar Sai, yes.
So that was, I mean, Swami's blessings on me.
So what is that story, sir? How did he develop so much love and faith?
I'll come to that one. He was, you know, before we were born, he was a devotee, and then Swami is to interact with those world devotees. Uh-huh. Probably we'll take it up at the next stage. Sure. Since you have asked me about this thing, I will tell you.
Sure.
I am so very deeply grateful to Bhagwan for giving such a wonderful parents who were devotees of Swami, so that we children could get that small fraction of that devotion, and then that made us love Bhagwan. So when he came to know that, everything got over, he said, no, keep praying to Swami. And then we will go to Parthi first, take Swami's blessings. Once you achieve Swami's blessings, anything is possible. Though the college was in Vrindavan in Bangalore, he told me that we will go to Swami, who was then in Parthi. So immediately, as soon as I received my mass card, I just got into the train from Guntur and then reached Dharmavaram. It used to be odd, very, very difficult journey those days, 1976. But then somehow we reached the next day, evening around 4 o'clock. When I reached Puttaparthi, then we were given in the Ganesh shed. There used to be a Ganesh shed, as you know, in front of Patashala block.
Yes, sir.
And then said, let us quickly get, finish bath, and then let's go for Swami's darshan. By the time we finished bath and then went for darshan, Swami had just then finished darshan. Mm-hmm. And my father was very much dejected. And then he said, okay, now the only hope is, he wanted to leave to Bangalore because he found that next day was the last day for the interviews. Mm-hmm. For the Vrindavan College, because interviews were going on.
Yes.
Then he said, no, let's sit and then let's pray to Swami. He told me to start praying. So since the first darshan was over, all devotees got up and the front lines in those days, sands were there.
Yes.
And then we got the very first line. And then when we inquired there, Swami would only come once, and then that's it. The only possible time where we can possibly tell Swami would be the next day only in the morning. My father said, no, let us not lose hope. Let's keep praying to Swami. And then we sat there. We were praying to Swami. Swami, please come. He was praying that I should get a seat in Swami's college. And I was praying, Swami, please come. And then take at least the letter from me.
Mm.
And then, to our surprise, after 1 hour, Swami finished the first interview, second interview, and then Swami came, and then again he started for darshan round. My father was very, very excited, and then he said, see, when Swami comes, show the marks card that you got 75% and tell Swami, please give me a seat in your college. He tutored me to tell that, because he knows that only just one sentence or two sentences only you can mention in that brief interaction.
Yes.
So I was also excited because I got the first line. And then when Swami came near us, then I got up. In my hurry, I folded the marks card. The original marks card, we had not even taken the Xerox copy of that, only marks card which was available with me. And then I just folded and got up. I said, Swami, please give me a seat in your college.
So you told that?
I told that loudly. And then Swami saw, smiled. He said, Bangaru, that is not my duty. Go and ask the principal of the college.
Oh,
and then I was very happy. First time Swami was talking to me so nicely. And then I didn't know what to do. I was just, listening and trying to absorb. And then Swami moved. Since I had put this, my mask card, the original mask card, as a letter fold in a folded manner, Swami thought it was a letter and then just picked it up. And then Swami went off. And then I was very happy that Swami talked to me. And then my father asked, what did Swami say? I said, Swami said, I should go and ask the principal. He said, oh, very nice. We will go and ask Swami. At least this is taken as Swami's blessings. So tonight itself, we will leave to Bangalore. So we were discussing that. And then, you know, there was excitement. And then Swami was completing his round. And suddenly my father asked me, where is your marks card? I said, Swami took it. He said, see, that is the original marks card. That is good. If we thought that, you cannot get your seat in Swami's college. Go and ask Swami about the marks card back.
My father said,
my father knew the importance. I did not have that much of sense even to know the importance of the original marks card then.
But maybe you felt very happy Swami took it.
Yes, Swami took it. And then, by then Swami was near almost, you know, entering into the first block area, into the Mandir side. I simply ran. My father said, just simply run. Run and then go and ask, because it's very, very important document. Mm. And he did not have even Xerox copy of that. Mm. He just received a mark card and then started off to Bharti. So I just ran. And Sevadals naturally were behind me. But then the commotion was there. Then Swami saw the commotion. Swami asked.
I mean, you had so much courage in a way also.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything. Swami said, go ask Swami your marks card back. And then I just simply ran. And then Swami saw the, you know, all the Sevadas running behind me. Then he said, Yemi. Then I said, Swami, my marks card. Yemi ra, why did you give to me? Then I said, Swami, marks card. That's all I said. I repeated once again. And Swami said, because that was a little longish marks card, then he immediately traced it. He said, is this the one? I said, yes, Swami. And then he gave. And then I was very happy, simply turned and it came back running.
achieved the purpose.
So, and then I was happy and my father was doubly happy. Second time blessings. He said, okay, this is definitely Swami's blessings for you. And then, so the darshan ended. Immediately we started, we went to Penukonda. Night 12 o'clock, there was a train. Which comes from Hyderabad or something, and to Bangalore. So we got into that till 12 o'clock. We had to wait in Penukonda station, got into that, and then reached morning to Bangalore, then from Bangalore to Whitefield. By the time we reached, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. So quickly got ready, and then we went to the college. And then when we inquired there, some students from Guntur, my place, also were there. They had applied and then they were called for the interview, and then some of them interview was over and they were rejected. Some of them interview was yet to get over. That was the last day. They told us, see, have you applied? He said, I have not even had an application form being put into the college. Then they said, no, see, how can you do that? It's the last day for the interviews. Again, my father said, no, we will keep praying to Swami. Then suddenly, as we were waiting near the office, Mr. Ish Sudarshan, who was the then warden, came out of the interior room, and then he was going to the office to tell something to the office staff. Somebody told me, he is the warden, he can help you. So my father immediately went to him and he said, sir, like this, this boy, we are from Guntur and then we want to apply. And then he said, have you put application form? He said, no. Then he said, no, sorry, we cannot help you. Then my father pleaded. He said, sir, he was a Balvika student. We just asked Swami. Swami said, ask the principal. So he took that courage to tell that one. And then I was not able to speak fluent English. And then I was in the Telugu medium. And I was really, you know, I said, sir, please give me. That's all I was murmuring. And then he saw me. And then, I don't know, again, that's where Swami's grace was there. He just told the office people, give him the application form, let him fill it immediately. Today is the last date. He will be the last candidate for the interview.
Wow.
And that was, you know, real Swami's blessings. I couldn't believe. My father could not believe at all. He said, anyway, let's, first step is, you know, completed. I filled up the application form on the spot and then gave to him. And then I was the last one to be called for the interview. I went inside. Professor Nanjundaya sir, Dr. Narendra, who was the then principal, and Mr. Sudarshan, E. Sudarshan was there. I don't know, somebody else was there, but I don't remember now. And then they asked me, why I didn't apply. I said, sir, I did not know. Sorry for that one, but can you please give a seat for me? And then he said, how much you got it? Then I said, 75%, sir. And then they were happy. He said, okay. But are you familiar with, system of education here? I said, my father immediately, no, my father was also that time, even the parents used to be along with the students.
During the interview.
Oh, okay. So then he said, sir, he was in the Balavikas. So he's familiar with it. Then that actually helped because the hostel accommodation was very less. Uh-huh. So many of the students used to stay outside as day scholars. They were afraid because I was a small boy and then whether I will be able to stay outside. And that too if you had not known Swami's system and so on. So the moment they said it was Balvika student, they said, okay, are you sure that you wouldn't want to join? I said, yes sir, I am really keen to join. And then they said, okay, we will try to consider your case. And then they sent me out. Just within 5 minutes, everything got over.
Everything happened.
And then after that, I came out and I was discussing with the other friends who came from my place. They said, how come you got application form and then you even finished interview? And then some of them were told, no, you are not getting the seat and try elsewhere. And some of them, one person got the seat, but they said, there's no accommodation in the hostel. You have to stay outside. Mm-hmm. His father was worried. And then, I said, okay, fine, we'll see. When I was coming out, my father told once again to them, he said, sir, he's a small boy. He never left us. So if possible, please consider him in the hostel. That's all he mentioned. And then we came out because we have not even put an application form and then we can't demand too much. Mm-hmm. And then we came out and then within 2 hours, the results were announced. Mm-hmm. And then I got it. And then, to my, surprise and surprise of everyone, I was given a hostel seat.
Hostel, wow. So from
nothing. And then my friends were really angry. He said, fellow, you came just last moment and then you could get away with everything. And then it was surely Swami's blessings. I am so grateful to Swami for accepting me. And then my stay in the hostel was so very, very useful. Coming back, that was my story about joining the Swami's institution.
Like you were running to Swami, the whole thing happened where you ran to Swami, Swami took the Mars card, you were running to Swami and then Swami made you run to Vrindavan. But actually if you see, Swami actually has been running after you for so many lifetimes.
Yes, to all of us, he says, Vetukuchunnanu, Nenu, Vetukuchunneyunnanu. He is searching for devotees, but we are not at devotees. But at least if we have that desire to be with him, I'm sure he'll bless us he'll give us umpteen number of opportunities to go close to him. So I'm grateful to him for accepting me.
And it's also, it makes me think that everything that Bhagwan does has so much of significance. Swami took that Mars card and he held it in his hand for so long.
So long. That has helped me.
To me, it feels like, that Mars card, you getting above 75% also was his blessing. And Swami was
absolutely
conveying that more emphatically that
yes.
Because I held you, that you got this Mars.
In fact, my father did not apply. Later on, he told me because he was not sure I will get enough percentage to even get into Swami's college. Mm. That was the thing. But then
Swami was telling that, whatever the Mars card, it has to be given to Swami. I think Swami. You get the right thing because he only gave those
marks. Yeah, exactly. So, after I joined, as I told you earlier, that it has really changed my life. Because first time I was staying alone without my parents. I never stayed in a hostel earlier. And then the Vrindavan atmosphere immediately touched me. Mm. And then those days, that time even the hostel was not there. The garage where Swami used to store his cars earlier to that was converted into a hostel. Mm. So that's why hardly less than 100 people used to be there in the hostel. We had 3 rooms down. That building is where currently the Vrindavan stores, you know, that big building exists,
yes.
more near to the that Sevadal booth, which is there near to the gate.
Yes.
So one floor down, and then the top floor, just a hall, and then we had three rooms downstairs. I was put in the middle room,
mm-hmm.
and then we had few seniors, and the way in which they took care of us was very, very loving, and then they made us feel so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had only just 3x6. That's all it is. You have a suitcase where you can put like our shirt here.
Yes.
Swami always wanted us to have simple living and high thinking.
Mm.
Never go for luxuries. This has been actually hallmark of Swami's institutions.
Mm.
He says, just simple living. As a vidyarthi, as a student, you should be after education, not after vishya. Vishyarthi you should not be.
Correct.
As he nicely puns with the word vidyarthi and vishyarthi.
Mm.
We should always be after education, and this education will come only when you leave the comfort.
Yes.
Vidyarthi chet tyajet sukham. Sukharthi chet tyajet vidya. So if you want to be after the pleasure or the comforts, then you have to leave, abandon vidya, they say.
Mm.
And if you abandon the comforts, then you will get that vidya.
Mm.
Swami always used to say that minimal comfort.
Yes.
Even now, even that same principle holds even now in the ashram, in our colleges and everywhere. Though it is a little more setting because the modern students require little more facilities.
Mm.
But all the same, the same concept continues even now in all Swami's institutions. So we were given there, and then I was very happy because I was having so many seniors who was taking care of everything. Any problem we had, we used to go to the seniors and their room.
Any physical discomfort was compensated by the love of
The love of Swami. And then the thing was so very beautiful because our dining hall was just in front of us. Very, very small dining hall. And, you know, the car shed was extended with, this asbestos roof. And then that was our dining hall. Few tables were there. And then Swami's, again, the same dining hall was used to sell the Swami's books and photographs to all the devotees after darshan in the Sairam shed.
Oh, it's a multi-purpose.
So, multi-purpose. Swami's things are always like that.
Mm.
And then we students, we used to be helping those teachers to sort of run the stores. And that used to run for 1 hour after Swami's darshan in the morning and in the evening. The students used to sell because those people who wanted to buy Swami's books, etc. That time, that small bookstall was there. And we used to open all the books and then put on the chair, on the tables, and they would come and then see and take it. So that used to be very simple setting in which we actually grew. Now, let me tell you how Swami inculcated that attitude of service.
Mm-hmm.
One is love for God, and then that service to the society. These are the two things which Swami always emphasizes.
Mm.
And then he says, if the student gets these two values, he would have really got everything. The essence of Swami's, whole educational system itself. So we were all standing there. And as students, I was also helping my seniors to, keep the books and then help them in selling the books when the devotees come. So the morning before darshan itself, we would keep everything, all the books there, and then also the photographs. And then immediately after darshan, we would rush back, and then so that, the devotees come and then they try to choose whatever they wanted to buy. So we came here, and then, Sairam shed, definitely would have covered that Sairam shed, and then all things covered with the Sairam shed, associated with the Sairam shed. After darshan, sometimes Swami would just walk into our hostel.
Mm.
Both either morning or in the evening. At his will, he would do that. One day, it was a Sunday, I think. Yes, it was Sunday. And then Swami came for darshan, Sairam shed. We were all there for darshan. And then after darshan, we all came off here. Swami went into the Sairam shed giving darshan. Bhajans were going on. And then after that, immediately Swami started coming towards the hostel side. We all ran inside and ran into our dining hall, and then because we knew that Swami was coming. And Swami came inside and started chatting with boys. We were very happy because Swami was so casual.
Mm.
అండ్ హీ సెడ్ చూడరా నేను మీకోసం రాలేదు ఐ కేమ్ ఫర్ ద డ్యూటీస్ బికాస్ ద ట్రైన్ ఈజ్ లేట్ టుడే దేర్ ఇస్ టు బి వన్ ట్రైన్ ఫ్రమ్ సిటీ వుడ్ కమ్ టు వైట్ ఫీల్డ్ రైల్వే స్టేషన్ అట్ 8:30 many devotees from Bangalore used to come in that train. And then if Swami would come, if the train is delayed, you know, they would miss the Swami's darshan. So, that day Swami came, he said, Shudu, if they will miss darshan, they come from so far off places in Bangalore, traveling in, you know, in this train. So, just to ensure that they all reach for my darshan, I am coming and spending time. You are all lucky.
Oh.
So he had to even tell us, you know, that why he is there and then how we are benefited by his presence here. That was his love for the students and also for the devotees. I really was very touched. He said, train is delayed and so many devotees will feel bad if they don't have my darshan.
All the time his mind was
on the devotees. See, that is, he says, I always, whatever I do, it is for you all, for the devotees, for the students, for every, the Loka Kalyanam is his, you know, his outlook. So, he came and then I was also near one of those tables and then the table had so many photographs of Swami. One photograph I remember was Swami's Lingodbhavam. Swami catching the lingam and showing to everyone. So that was a photograph. And then there was an insert in which the close-up of the lingam, Swami is catching the lingam and then showing that lingam to everyone. And that close-up was there as part of the, as an insert to the photograph itself. So Swami came and he was seeing all the things and then cracking jokes with boys so that we feel, you know, akin to him, and then that bond of love develops. And then he came to my place, and then he saw that photograph. He said, "Yemi raidi." Then I said, "Swami, Lingodbhavam." By then, I did not see actually Lingodbhavam by then. Then I said, "Swami, Lingodbhavam." Said, then he took one of the, you know, that copy, and then he saw that, "Yemi the lingam." Oh, Swami, guddi pettada. Swami had hatched an egg.
Swami said that.
All of us burst into laughter. He said, then after he made us all laugh and then, you know, become, the thing has become very nice atmosphere. Then he said, Chudu, they all come here, serve them properly. The devotees are coming here for Swami. You should all learn to serve them properly. You should not get agitated even if the devotees come during the closing time. See that concern of Swami for the devotee, the last of the devotees. Because usually when you're closing time and then, you know, you feel so tired and then you must have been talking so much and you get naturally tired and then that amount of, you know, that exhaustion.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we casually reply. I said, "Oh, it's not there. Please go away. Come next time," and all that. So he was, you know, he was trying to teach us that serve them properly. They have come for us. They have come for me. So that was again another thing that Swami inculcates, that attitude of service. It is by serving others, you are actually serving me. So every devotee, everyone who comes to you and interacts with you is an image of God. Though we did not understand the import of that sort of thing, what Swami said, every devotee comes for me. So serve them with love and respect is a beautiful lesson which I have learned that time.
Wow.
And that Swami guddu pittada through that, I remember that even now. Then another one, which again is a very beautiful lesson which I learned during my, you know, Vrindavan days, first few years of Vrindavan. There used to be practice that during the Thursdays and Sundays, all, you know, bhajans used to go on in Sairam Shed. In the evenings, before the aarti, all the students would go in line after Swami goes and sits for the bhajans and then sit in front of the devotees, so that we form a barricade, human barricade.
Mm-hmm.
So that when Swami goes back, you know, people do not rush and then fall at him. Like sevadals.
Yes.
You know, sevadals stand in line and then sob the devotees. So all boys used to have the privilege. So that we could also participate in bhajans when Swami is sitting there. And then also sort of get Swami's blessings. That particular evening, I got a nice place. It was on the path. You know, we used to sit from the compound wall of the Vrindavan to the hostel side.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a barricade before the that old Vrindavan bungalow. Just parallel to the Shantivedika which we have it in the Sai Ramesh hall.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were all seated there and then I got a beautiful place where Swami would just get into the, you know, devotees line, the one side gents and one side ladies. And then we all were sitting there, bhajans were going on. I just suddenly observed that, you know, in just in front of me, on the path of Swami, I found a small ant hill. Ants were coming and then, you know, making a, you know, home for themselves. And then they each grain will come, they'll take out from there and then keep it outside. So the small ant hill was there. So it was there and then nothing we could do. It was just on the way to Swami. And then I just observed that
sand
and then mud. Swami finished the arati and then Swami was coming. I was very happy because Swami was coming near to the gent side where I was seated. Swami had to cross me and go. Just at that point only this was there. And then Swami was talking to some elders who were following Swami. Swami was giving them some instructions. I didn't know. But my attention was on this anthill because it's just on the way to Swami. And then I was observing Swami and I was observing the anthill. And then Swami was walking and then came almost just 1 foot before the anthill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought the next step would be directly on Swami, on this anthill.
Swami's step
would be that. That is the thing which I could imagine because I know Swami takes these small steps, beautifully glides and then comes.
Mm.
Then the very monkey mind, Swami, you know, Swami is to give three sessions, and Swami would, you know, encourage boys to speak, and then Swami himself is to talk, and then, you know, inculcate in this very, very simple manner which we can understand. And one of the things which struck the previous week, Swami was telling about Bhutadaya, Sarvat. Everything is Swami's this thing only. And then Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. It is there in everything.
God,
you should respect. God is there in every being. You should respect every being. Not only human beings, but plants, animals, ants. So that struck me. So I said, okay. No, the next step of Swami will be on the ants.
Oh.
And ants were, you know, actually doing their work. And then I said, it will be, and what would happen? Some ants will die. Just that thought flashed in my head that time. Imagine, I should have enjoyed Swami's darshan, but you know, this monkey mind. And then I was watching, I was getting concerned, but you know, as though I have understood of that one, but you know, this thought, Swami said, Sarvabhutadaya. And then God of the universe is putting his leg. Of course, I should have known. If they die, they would have got moksha directly. Yeah, they would no other birth at all. It's a blessing. But then, you know, in our limited understanding, I was thinking all that. Then Swami moved his leg. And then I was watching where it will fall. I was not even seeing Swami. I was seeing even Swami's leg in a slow motion. And then Swami put that thing. And then suddenly Swami took an extra stride.
Oh.
It was not a normal step. And it took so much more. And then it was just outside the anthill. I was relieved.
So that extra strip ensured that...
Ensured that everything was...
Everything was fine.
Everything was fine. Swami turned towards me, just gave a smile.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's it. You know, just to recognize, fellow, you think that you know, you know, everything is in my hand and everything is... I am the ant and I am the... Also the God who has created the ant. So that was a beautiful way in which Swami has taught me. He said, respect everyone, every living and non-living creature. Mm. It was, though it was an ant. So, that was a beautiful lesson.
In a way, you were so concerned about those ants. And here Swami was, in a way, Swami was...
teaching us.
Yeah, say, vindicating, you know, your concern. I mean, if you think you have concern for ants, you think God will...
God will not have. That's what Swami used to always say that. He said, if you think the one who has created you, how much more concern you have? If I, as a warden, I remember when you told me that, you know, saying, I remember... Once we were trying to plead a case, Swami was very, very stern
about,
and told him about a boy. He said, Buddhi ledu, what you think? I'm a Durvasa. If you all have, you teachers are recommending the case, you think that you are very, very sympathetic towards his needs and then his this thing. Think, one who has created him, will he not have more concern than all the concerns which all of you put together have. Once he reveals that like that.
Oh,
you know, when the person who has created, will he not concern? In spite of that, if that happens, learn that it is his will.
Yes.
Learn that
good.
It is for his good.
Good.
Because he knows. And then to be punished by God directly is... I think only, you know, Shishupala and then Ravana only, I think, would have had this thing.
Yes.
But to get that sort of thing is a great blessing.
Great blessing.
Great blessing.
Yes.
So that was another thing which I thought I would mention.
Fantastic.
And then you want me to continue?
Yeah, yeah, please. We have at least another 10-15 minutes.
10-15 minutes. As I said, you know, the Vrindavan, life in Vrindavan was so beautiful. Though I don't think I had this much of maturity to enjoy that life then.
Yeah.
Though I loved it, but maybe the maturity comes only after some time, I think.
Yes, yes.
And then when you're going through, Swami will not give you that.
Will not give you that.
Will not give you that. His Maya overpowers you.
Yes.
But then now, if I recall, I said, I'm grateful to Radio Sai for just making me recall these incidents because they bring so much of joy in all of us because the God has given these experiences to all of us.
Mm.
For the new students, we used to have a special privilege, which Swami himself has granted. He used to tell the warden, he said, actually, the warden prayed to Swami, Swami, you should talk to the boys. He said, and Swami used to very, very often talk to the students. And then, you know, we should never leave an opportunity to go near to Swami.
Yes.
I remember Swami telling this one, Krishna, the word Krishna, how he used to split this one, Karshatiti Krishna, Akarshatiti Krishna, Kushtiti Krishna. He gives three definitions to this thing. That's what's written in the word Krishna. Akarshatiti, he attracts us so that we get attached. We want to get attached to him.
Yes.
And that way he just binds us.
Yes.
At least that is again his love.
Yes.
So that we are bound so that we get saved.
Yes.
For our own emancipation, he gives that one.
Yes.
And then Karshatiti, he also plows the land.
Mm.
Just getting attracted, you know, he has to beat us. So he says plowing our hearts.
Mm.
And then Kushtiti, then after that he gives you the Ananda.
Oh, wow.
So all the three things you used to do that.
Mm.
As you know, that Vrindavan, Gopas and Gopis used to hanker after Krishna, just to be in his presence. So we all used to find ways and means to be with him.
Yes.
Some people, some students used to work in Gokulam because Swami always gives a lot of importance to Seva. Some people used to work in Gokulam. There was a small Gokulam used to be there and then a few cows and then they used to go early morning, 3 o'clock, get up and go and then milk the cows.
Wow.
In fact, Mr. Vijay Bhaskar, who was earlier, he was a Central Trust member later on. He was my senior, 5 years senior. They all used to be Gokulam boys. And then, so, through Karma Marga, you can reach him to Seva. And then some boys used to be good at speaking. They would understand, they read Swami's literature and then speak, try to, you know, sort of give their understanding about Swami's thing. Swami used to encourage them to. Dhanamarga.
Yes.
And then some boys used to be just, you know, just be devoted to him and then just do the simple service, whatever he wanted. So bhakti marga, karma marga, jnana marga, as he said, you know, any marga you choose, any path you choose, he is there to help you. So the one which I sort of, you know, got attracted was, of course, seva marga, karma marga only. The warden was praying to Swami, Swami, please give chances to the students. Swami said, okay. You know, there used to be a procedure of, you know, sending prasadam to Swami. Whatever is made in the hostel is to be sent to Swami. And Swami's instruction was that. He said, do not make anything. The warden prayed, Swami, please, we will also send a carrier. So many carriers, so many devotees would like to send, you know, feed the Lord of the universe. So in the hostel, the warden also said, Swami, one carrier from the hostel side also, please give us the opportunity. And Swami agreed, he said, under the one condition that you should not make anything special. Whatever boys are eating, only you should send the same thing. Oh. Because Swami would then have control what is being given to us. I know so many things. As a good manager, he knows how to control the entire thing. Yeah. And then we used to send whatever, morning breakfast, lunch and dinner. All three sessions the carrier used to go. But the dinner time, for new students, you know, this used to be a privilege of taking Swami's carrier. Two students used to be selected every day and to take carrier to Swami, and we would go to Swami's dining hall in the first floor, and then would give there, and we would sit there, and Swami would come, interact with us, and then so many good things used to happen. Personally, he would inquire about our welfare, where we are from, parents, all the things, and so then you should get a beautiful
time with Swami.
Exclusive time into you. Those two students, and nobody else will be there. Very few guests, they will also be inside. So when Swami would come through the veranda, we would stand there, and then this used to be exclusive privilege. I got 2-3 times.
Wow.
So, in the first few months, I got my chance, and then Swami was so loving. He asked me about my, you know, my place and then my parents, what they're doing, when I'd come, all those things. Such an intimate friend. He would sort of mingle with us. That's another thing which I found, that he said, first he attracts us and then make us love him.
Yes.
That's a beautiful aspect, Swami. And then so that he can love us back. So this was very beautiful occasion, and then the type of messages which he would give us would, you know, really sometimes alter our thinking. As I was mentioning, Swami, I was not doing so well in studies initially, and then I got just around 60% in my first PUC. That time it was the internal exam. Okay. Only in the second PUC it used to be the final exams, like the board exam type of thing. Then I was, when I got, all my friends got good marks, but because I had a problem about English, I was not getting good marks.
That was bringing
my percentage down. Then I prayed to Swami, said, Bhaga Chadukwali, Swami students should excel in all activities.
Swami said.
Then only I will be happy. You know, how he encourages. And, you know, to sort of encourage further, he would give Padmanabhaskar only to those boys who got extra, those 75% and above.
Okay.
So I was very, very sad.
He can do anything.
Yes. I said, no, this is yet another opportunity where we can get an extra blessing from Swami. And second piece, I worked like anything. And then, of course, I got 82%.
Wow.
And then Swami was very happy. So Swami does not want us to just confine ourselves only with the service, or only with the academics, or only with bhajans. He wanted a happy blend of all the things. Invariably, Swami used to say that. He said, yoga karma shu kaushalam. Dexterity in action is yoga. It's just that you excel in one thing. No, all activities. We live through this, you know, in this world, so many experiences we go through. He said, Swami said, everything is for your good, and excel in each of them. because you have the divine spark in you. Mm. Just ignite that divine spark. Everything else will be taken care. Mm. You will be best in studies. You will be best in behavior. You will be best in, you know, bhajans. You will be best in all round, all activities. Mm. That is the type of inspiration Swami is to give. I still remember that Swami's discourse. He said, see boys, why am I telling you this? He said, Divyatma Swarupala, you have that spark in you. Mm. You have that spark. Just learn and realize that you are that spark. And then ignite that spark. Nurture it. Foster it. Mm. That's it. Your life will be altogether different. And you will be happy. Your parents will be happy. Your relatives will be happy. And you will be you will do service to the society. Mm. See, that is the noble ideals which Swami is to implant in all the students and all the devotees. Mm. As a devotee, as a hallmark of a devotee, Swami said, Divyatma Swarupalara, you realize you also are God. Just you need to realize and then invoke that realization in all of you in a day-to-day basis. So, he was also encouraging us to sort of develop this, multitasking. So we would have to do the studies. We would have to go and then look after cows, and also get ranks. And then ranks, and then also serve devotees in selling the books and then selling the cassettes or those things, and then that time we were under Bangalore University, as you know, and then we used to have ranks, so many, many ranks from our college. In fact, Bangalore University was very, very unhappy when that college was getting affiliated to our university here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because they said such a beautiful infrastructure. We had such a big auditorium, such a beautiful campus, 50 acres.
Yes.
And then beautiful labs.
Yes.
No, even big PG colleges never had that sort of facility. So, Swami gave us everything.
And such bright students.
Such bright students. Just that. I think we were not bright. He made us, we were only just reflecting his spark, I think. Yeah. He worked through us. So, Swami, we would get so many ranks, and then Swami is to so proudly mention to all the devotees, all the ministers who would come, all the dignitaries who would come, he would parade these, these boys who got the ranks. He said, very proud, like a proud mother, yes. Parents, this is second rank in the university. You know how many colleges are there? 100+ colleges are there, and he got second rank, first rank. Mm. He used to win Premanand, he got even first rank. Mm. Oh, so that used to inspire us further. And that boy was not only good in that, in studies, getting the rank, the first rank in the university, but then he used to be, doing so many, many activities.
Yes.
So that's how Swami used to encourage us to develop that attitude of multitasking. He said, you should really, again, Swami says, it is possible. You just have to realize that it is possible.
Yes.
Okay. So coming down to this thing about Vedam. Mm. So we were finding at the end of the first year, I realized. I said, yes, this is the place I belong to. Mm. And then Swami was kind enough to absorb me. And then I developed this thing. I did not go even for my summer holidays. I stayed there. Mm. And fortunately, we had that summer course then. Mm. 77 summer course. And then I was very happy. And Swami used to give so many, many chances. In the first year, I took Sanskrit as my second language. I did not study Sanskrit at school level. But then my father said, no, you take Sanskrit. And then also my Sanskrit sir, who is Mr. Chandrasekhar, again, I'm very ever grateful to Swami and to him for making me learn Sanskrit. And then he used to come and then teach. When I told him, sir, I do not know anything about Sanskrit. He said, don't worry. I'll teach you from literally.
Yes.
And then the Shabdas, Rama, Ramo, Raman, from then onwards to everything.
Hmm.
and I'm very, and then he also used to teach us the Vedam. First year, I just got hang of it, and second year, I said, no, I used to see Swami calling Vedam boys and giving so many, many chances. I said, no, I should become a Vedam boy. And then Mr. Narahari sir was my guru. Okay. That Vedam guru in the, this thing, Mr. Chandrasekhar used to, because he used to come from city, he would come at 8:30, you know, the train, and then from 8:45 to 9:15 or so, he used to teach us Vedam. And then after that, when Swami was not there, when Swami was there, of course, we used to be for bhajans. And then again, lunch, pre-lunch session, post-lunch session, and then after college was over, 3:45 it got over, and their train comes at 4:15 or 4:20. From 3:45 to again 4:05, he used to teach us. I mean, his enthusiasm to share that one.
Amazing.
And then some of us were just
whatever time possible.
Squeeze everything. That's all it is. Yes. Pre-lunch session, post-lunch session. 10 minutes before, after the classes get over, we used to run to that gallery session. He used to be there. And he used to teach that. Go, run, run for lunch, come back. And again, another 10 minutes before the next session starts. God. That is the thing. And I'm really, really grateful to him for, you know, making us learn like that. He had that enthusiasm. So, after that, when I found that, you know, Swami was giving this lot of chances to Vedam, I said, I should learn Vedam. And then I became very, very serious students of Vedam. And then, of course, Swami's grace, we could learn a lot of these Vedic passages and had a chance to recite in his presence a lot of times. And then I and Vednarayana and all of us were in the same batch. Of course, Vednarayana took that as his, you know, he took,
became but, a Sanskrit teacher.
A Sanskrit teacher. And then he must have talked about, you know, Kamadhani Garu teaching that Vedam to all of us. That was again another thing. It's, Swami said that learn, learn these scriptures of our Indian culture.
Yes.
And then he would encourage us to read these scriptures, learn Vedas. He said, at this young age, only you should learn. Because your mind is sharp, unpolluted. You have all the faculties at their best. So, learn these things. So, that was the reason why I learned. In fact, at another time, in Vrindavan, and then when we all came here for Darshan, for Dasara, one day he called us Vedam boys. Dasara time, suddenly he called us, he said, that particular, maybe 77, 78, Swami gave Dasara discourse from the mandir and the silver door, near the silver door. So, he called us. He called us inside, few of us, including Vednarayana and Devasen and such other, my batchmates. Suddenly he said, Swami sent word to through the warden, said, call the Vedam boys, five boys. And then we all, because we were studious students, and then we immediately were picked up. And Swami called us, and then we were in the interview room. Top interview room. Swami came around 1:30. Karunananda Swami sir was there, and then all of us were sitting. Swami said, Yemira Nechkunara Vedam. He said, yes, Swami. Made us chant. We were very happy. Swami brought the afternoon tiffin for us there in front of Swami. Swami served us. And then the conversation went on. Swami and was talking to Karyananda Garu. And somehow Karyananda Swamiji quoted one Vemana Shatakam. Vemana Shatakam is Subhashitani in Telugu. Telugu poems. Swami also quotes a lot of times that it's very, very famous, and Vemana is from this part of the Rayalaseema, Anantapur district.
Great poet.
A very great poet. And then, so he's famous, the Shataka which he has written is very, very, very famous in Andhra. Every kid would have learned at least few slokas of that. So, suddenly he asked me, he said, Karinanda Garu quoted some poem for some context Swami was discussing, I didn't remember. Then he said, Yemira Chepu Vemana Satakam. And then I knew only just one or two which I learned in school. I said, Swami said, no, that also I muffed up. And then Swami said, no, buddhi ledu, why, this, you have not learned it. I said, yes, I learned it, Swami, but forgot. He said, that is the thing. Then he asked one or two more, and then I was blank. He said, see, this is what it is. You have to learn your scriptures, your mother tongue, and then the scriptures of this lore will help you. These are nuggets of wisdom. Learn that. These days, boys do not learn this one. Our students should be different. All Swami said. Wow. After that, I took it upon myself, and then at least I learned a lot of Vemanasatkas. I remember. Wow. And then I even now, I keep sort of quoting them. Because it was because of Swami's inspiration I learned that. Wow. So, like this, Swami has really helped us to learn, you know, that base He's to give us to ensure that every student becomes a Sai student who is well-versed with our scriptures, with the Indian culture and the lore.
Yes, yes. In fact, each one also supports the others, complements and supplements
Absolutely.
The other. Once you learn Vedam, your memory power increases, you become intelligent, you know, you do well in your studies.
Absolutely.
And
all these are.
And once you become well in studies, you'll have more time to do seva.
Seva? So absolutely.
Everything actually, you know, is so intertwined. And that's just Swami ensured that everything happens. And He knows the connections.
He knows the connection. We just simply need to follow Him. Okay. That's all it is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I only wish that we could have continued this session, but this is a Thursday live program. So we have to conclude it.
Thank you so much. And then once again, offer my gratitude to Bhagwan for accepting me as Vrindavan student and later on accepting me here. And then I'm ever grateful to Him for all the experiences which He has bestowed.
And we are so grateful that Swami ensured that you could come. I know how busy it is for you, especially in this month of March when there is a lot of academic work to be done. It's really Swami's grace that you take time out and come. Dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this session. Please do share your feedback. You can send your messages to our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Also, if you have been to Vrindavan and there are memories that are eternally etched in your mind about your darshans, your beautiful moments of truth, moments of grace that you have experienced in Vrindavan, please feel free to share, because all of us who have had darshan of Bhagwan in Vrindavan has something which is very special, because Vrindavan, as Swami said, is His home. So feel free to share your beautiful moments with Bhagwan in Vrindavan. And I will leave you with a beautiful bhajan where the word Vrindavan comes, the word Vrindavan Sanchara comes. So this is another exercise let us do as we sing these bhajans of Bhagwan. Let us, whenever the word Vrindavan comes, let us use those moments to fill ourselves with this bliss of being with Bhagwan in Vrindavan. So I leave you with this bhajan. Do share with us your experiences. Do share with us your bhajan experiences, bhajans that where Vrindavan comes and how you connect to Swami, how you connect to the bliss that is Bhagwan through Vrindavan. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
वृंदावन संचारा वृंदावन संचारा हे शेष शयना हे गरुड गमना हे शेष शयना हे गरुड गमना अरविंद नयना गोपालना अरविंद नयना गोपालना नंद किशोरा नवनीत चोरा वृंदावन संचारा हे शेष शयना हे गरुड गमना अरविंद नयना गोपालना अरविंद नयना गोपालना నంద కిశోరా నవనీత చోరా.